And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 24th of December, 2013. It is Christmas Eve, the vigil of Christmas, vigil in the Eastern Orthodox Church, evening communion service for Episcopalians. Catholics have midnight mass, evergreens in the churches, candles are lit, Handel's Messiah performed, Christmas carols sung, sometimes a reenactment of the Nativity with young children playing all of the Holy Family and the shepherds and the wise men. In many European countries, Christmas Eve is the main focus of the holiday season. Gifts are opened tonight. In Denmark, they prepare a bowl of rice and milk, which they leave out to appease the Christmas nissa. In France and Italy, they may set out a creche or precipio, the manger scene with the angels and Jesus and Mary and Joseph. On this day in 1923, 5 p.m., Christmas Eve in Washington, President Coolidge lit the first national Christmas tree. More than 2,500 electric lights. Electric lights were fairly new back then. About 6,000 people gathered at the White House. They were invited onto the grounds and invited to sing Christmas carols and to bring a flashlight with them. It was on this day, 1936, the novelist George Orwell was heading for Spain to join the cause of the Spanish Civil War. On his way to Barcelona, he stopped off in Paris to meet Henry Miller. The two of them had never met, but they had corresponded, and Orwell had written an admiring review of Miller's Tropic of Cancer. Miller thought it was absolutely stupid to get involved in the Civil War in Spain or any sort of political conflict. Orwell said, "He merely told me in forcible terms that to go to Spain at that moment was the act of an idiot. He could understand someone going there from selfish motives, out of curiosity, for instance. But to go out of a sense of obligation was sheer stupidity." Nonetheless, Orwell went, and he fought until he was shot. And it's the anniversary of the first radio program, 1906. From a 420-foot radio tower on the Massachusetts seacoast, Professor Reginald Fessenden broadcast O Holy Night, playing it himself on the violin and reading verses from the Gospel of St. Luke. Here's a poem for today, a poem by T.S. Eliot, the beginning of his long poem, Journey of the Magi. A cold coming we had of it, just the worst time of the year for a journey, and such a long journey, the ways deep and the weather sharp, the very dead of winter, and the camels galled, sore-footed, refractory, lying down in the melting snow. There were times we regretted the summer palaces on slopes, the terraces, and the silken girls bringing sherbet. Then the camel men cursing and grumbling and running away and wanting their liquor and women and the night fires going out and the lack of shelters and the cities hostile and the towns unfriendly and the villages dirty and charging high prices. A hard time we had of it. At the end, we preferred to travel all night, sleeping in snatches, with the voices singing in our ears, saying that this was all folly. From Journey of the Magi by T.S. Eliot, from the complete poems published by Faber and Faber and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity. Lumosity.com's daily online workouts are designed to improve memory and attention and are dedicated to helping people feel sharper, think faster, and remember more. More at Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles with assistance by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.